Invesco takes over. Superstate's $900 million tokenized treasury fund. Invesco, the $2.2 trillion asset manager behind the QQU ETF, is taking over investment management of Superstate's USTB fund, a tokenized short-duration U.S. government securities fund currently holding $900 million in assets. The transition is expected to complete in Q2 2026. The deal makes Invesco one of the largest traditional asset managers actively managing a tokenized fund, placing it alongside BlackRock, Franklin Templeton, and Fidelity Investments in a tokenized U.S. Treasury market that has grown to $12 billion. How the split works? The arrangement divides responsibilities cleanly. Invesco assumes day-to-day investment decisions for the fund, tapping its global liquidity team that already manages over $200 billion in short-term assets. Superstate retains control of the technology layer, token issuance, on-chain settlement, and digital transfer agent duties. The fund's token structure and Superstate's underlying infrastructure stay intact. What changes is who decides which treasuries to buy and when. Invesco has been strategically building the capabilities required to support institutional-grade digital asset products, said Kathleen Rin, Invesco's global head of digital assets. Superstate's on-chain infrastructure pairs naturally to support Invesco's ambitions to scale tokenized offerings over time. The phrasing "over time" is worth noting. Invesco is treating this as a first move, not a one-off experiment. Superstate's position in the market. Superstate raised $82.5 million in a Series B round in January 2026, led by institutional backers looking to capitalize on Wall Street's growing appetite for tokenized securities. The company now manages over $1.2 billion across its fund suite, with the USTB fund as its flagship product. Superstate has also been building direct issuance programs that let public companies raise capital through tokenized stock, a separate business line from its treasury fund operations. The USTB fund is among the largest tokenized treasury products in existence. BlackRock's Boidel Fund is its closest competitor in terms of scale, having crossed the $1 billion mark in 2025. Franklin Templeton's Benji token and Fidelity's own tokenized treasury efforts round out the top tier. Why TradFi keeps showing up, the tokenized treasury market has grown from under $2 billion to $12 billion in roughly 18 months. The appeal for institutional players is straightforward: near-instant settlement, transparent reserves, and round-the-clock access to what is traditionally a business-hours-only asset class. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink has been vocal about the thesis, stating that tokenization could make investing faster, cheaper, and more accessible through digital ledgers. But the shift is no longer just about speeches at conferences. It is about asset managers putting their balance sheets behind it. Invesco's entry is significant because of the firm's scale. At $2.2 trillion in assets under management, Invesco brings distribution reach that pure crypto tokenization firms cannot match. If the USTB fund succeeds under Invesco's management, the firm has the infrastructure to replicate the model across other asset classes. The $12 billion question, the tokenized treasury market at $12 billion, is still a rounding error compared to the $27 trillion U.S. treasury market. But the growth rate tells a different story. A year ago, the total market was closer to $3 billion. 6 months before that, it was under $1 billion. Each wave has brought larger managers off the sidelines. First Ondo and Superstate, then Franklin Templeton, then BlackRock, now Invesco. The pattern suggests that tokenized treasuries are becoming a standard product offering for large asset managers rather than an innovation experiment. When four of the world's largest fund managers are all offering competing products, the question shifts from "will tokenization happen?" to "who captures the most AUM?" For crypto-native users, these funds represent a way to earn treasury yields without leaving on-chain rails. Several stablecoin issuers already use tokenized treasuries as reserve backing, and the growing supply of institutional-grade tokenized bonds could eventually tighten the spread between stablecoin yields and risk-free rates. What comes after treasuries? Both Superstate and Invesco have hinted that treasuries are the starting point. Superstate's direct issuance platform for tokenized equities is already live, and Invesco's RIN explicitly framed this deal as an entry point for scaling tokenized offerings. The playbook is becoming predictable. Start with the safest, most liquid asset class, U.S. government bonds. Prove the settlement and custody infrastructure works at scale. Then expand to corporate bonds, money market funds, and eventually equities. MasterCard's $1.8 billion acquisition of BVNK last week fits the same pattern from the payments side. Card networks want to own the rails. Asset managers want to own the products. The tokenized finance stack is being assembled piece by piece by incumbents, not insurgents.